Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, this is producer Lynn Ball welcoming you to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. Our inspiration today comes from Malcolm Ferris. Malcolm was born with spina bifida and lost his sight at a year old. He shares with us some of the challenges of moving house. Our readers are David and John.
I'm not really into Star Trek or Doctor Who, but recently I felt that a bit of teleporting or a quick spin in a time machine would come in very handy. My wife and I are moving house, something we haven't done since we got married 22 years ago. It's been a very slow process. We felt God nudging us and then leading us in this direction for a few years, but now we're shifting through the gears and we have a buyer. We're moving to the West Midlands, to be much nearer to my wife's family. Wouldn't it be marvellous, I keep thinking, if we could take a leaf out of Star Trek's book and teleport ourselves about 100 miles west, propelling ourselves a few months into the future as we did so. We could leapfrog all the traumas of moving, the legal paperwork, the hassle of packing up all our stuff and putting it into storage while we're between houses. And then there's the small matter of finding somewhere permanent to live. Couldn't we time travel through that as well? No wonder psychologists reckon that moving house is one of the most stressful events in life. I can't deny that I'm a bit of a worrier by nature, and my wife often has to tell me not to overthink things, not to waste time planning out how to deal with stuff which probably isn't going to happen anyway. I need to remember what St. Paul tells us in his first letter to Timothy in the New Testament. Trust in the living God, who is the saviour of all men. Yes, moving house feels daunting and even a bit scary, but God made everything and nothing is beyond his control. I do find that a comfort. God made the universe down to its smallest detail. The Bible tells us that he even knows the number of hairs on our heads. Listen to what Jesus says in chapter 12 of Luke's Gospel.
Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you.
You've been listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people at any stage of the sight loss journey. Torch supports over 100 local groups around the UK, where people who are blind or partially sighted can meet together. Perhaps there's one near you. You can find out more on our website at torchtrust.org. Or you can telephone 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.